XFM.
Check. There we go.
Swansea. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
President Hichilema urges ZNBS to roll out national housing policy countrywide. Six men plead not guilty in high-value elephant ivory possession case. In global news, Malian army denies releasing jihadists to end fuel convoy attacks. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news of 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. President Hakainde Hichilema has challenged the Zambia National Building Society, ZNBS, to decentralize its national housing policy across the country by extending its focus beyond Lusaka. Speaking during the official opening of the ZNBS headquarters office in Lusaka this morning, President Hichilema said government's vision is to promote development across all parts of the country, adding that it is important for ZNBS to align itself with that objective. The head of state further notes the need for ZNBS to provide quality housing projects that will see citizens aspire to live in other provinces aside from Lusaka. He added that while government is committed to improving the capital city, it is equally focused on reducing congestion, highlighting that providing affordable and high-quality housing in other provinces is essential to attracting people to relocate and settle there.
Your country is on the verge of takeoff. Take your position, otherwise you'll be left behind. Take advantage of the operating by infrastructure, trunk roads, feeder roads, water and sanitation, water harvest for irrigation, because that matters for your housing scheme. Water, isn't it? It matters.
At the same event, Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi noted with delight that ZNBS has declared over 18 million kwacha in dividends since 2010. Meanwhile, ZNBS Managing Director Mildred Mutesa disclosed that 10,000 households have so far accessed affordable housing in the last 5 years. Six men accused of possessing 94 pieces of elephant ivory weighing 471.8 kilograms, valued at approximately 2.64 million kwacha, have pleaded not guilty before the Environmental and Wildlife Crimes Department at the Lusaka Magistrates Court. They accused Gift Mianda, Mungundumu Mianda, Mark Mukanya, Balbu Awazi Selemani, Malikiso Inambao and Webster Mziamba denied a charge of illegal possession of wildlife specimens contrary to Section 132A of the Zambia Wildlife Act when they appeared before Magistrate Sydney Mongala. They were arrested on 9th March 2026 after officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife acted on intelligence that led them to a property in Chandamali compound in Lilai. A search of the premises uncovered 7 wrapped boxes and 2 black polythene bags containing the ivory. Initially, 2 suspects were apprehended at the scene, while 4 others, including Congolese national Bobo Awazi Selemani, were later arrested following further investigations. Defense lawyer Sophia Kapapa has applied for bail pending trial, stating that the accused have remained in custody since their arrest. Magistrate Mongala has since adjourned the matter to 9th April 2026 for ruling on the bail application. UPND Media Director Mark Simoe has urged Zambians to brace themselves for possible increases in fuel prices, citing ongoing global instability affecting oil supply and pricing. Mr. Simoe says the current situation is largely driven by international developments, particularly conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine, which have disrupted global supply chains and triggered volatility in oil markets. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Mr. Simoe explained that these external shocks have had a direct impact on economies across the world, including Zambia. Mr. Simoe says the situation is not unique to Zambia, as even developed nations are grappling with high fuel prices and are implementing various measures to cushion their citizens. He adds that while interventions are expected, Zambians must remain aware that global economic pressures may still lead to an upward adjustment in fuel prices.
We should brace ourselves with what is happening in the global village. We cannot bury our heads in the sand because we belong to the global village. But I'm aware that interventions will definitely be there. And that is why leadership is put in place. I'll give you an example. The moment we saw that the price of fuel was made to go upward by the war in Ukraine, some of the long-term measures that the president undertook are still work in progress.
And Mr. Simoe has defended his party's internal processes, saying UPND remains committed to constitutionalism, internal democracy and the rule of law, saying criticisms from opposition political parties regarding internal party conventions are misplaced.
Sometimes PF, we shouldn't even blame them for complaining against UPND. Sometimes it's because they believe what they were doing is what UPND is doing. The issue that related to the Registrar Society, broader on law, not on a political party. Let them deal with their own issues. We have nothing to do with that. We have our own issues. Then against UPND, with its own constitution, with its disciplinary regulations, is undertaking internal activities as prescribed. And we'll continue that way.
In more news, Permanent Secretary for Administration in the Office of the Vice President, Lilian Kapusana, has expressed concern that Zambia continues to grapple with high levels of stunting, despite the wide variety of food produced across the country. Ms. Kapusana, however, says government continues to put in place measures to ensure that stunting rates in the country are reduced from 32% to 15% by the end of 2030. She emphasized that this would be achieved if women united together with other stakeholders, especially with support from cooperating partners such as the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, food and nutrition specific organizations, as well as the private sector. Mr. Kapusana said this in a speech read for her by National Food and Nutrition Executive Director Dr. Kapengela Mapani during a high-level public-private breakfast meeting on women's green enterprise growth organized by the Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Zachi, in collaboration with FAO.
The government of the Republic of Zambia continues to take strides to ensure that standing rates in the country are reduced from the current 32% to 15% by the end of 2013. This amount saying may seem far-fetched, but I believe that if the women of Zambia unite together with other stakeholders, this may be realized and achieved, especially with support from cooperating partners such as the Food and Agriculture Organization.
At the same event, Zachi Board Trustee Dr. Sylvia Mwansa underscored the need to scale up green financing instruments, while FAO representative in Zambia, Suze Filippini, called for collaboration among stakeholders to translate commitment into concrete action. In global news, the Malian army has denied reports suggesting that it had released around 200 suspected jihadists in mid-March to secure an end to attacks on fuel convoys that are crippling the landlocked nation's economy. While security and political sources had initially reported the release of more than 100 jihadists, a Malian security source and local elected representative later said around 200 had been freed. The deal included a truce that is supposed to remain in force until the major Muslim festival of Tabaski, which takes place at the end of May. For more on global stories, we monitored the BBC.
A new report says that rape and sexual violence remain part of everyday life in areas of Sudan, even when fighting in the civil war has moved elsewhere. All of the warring parties are accused of rape and sexual assault. The medical charity MSF